In other words, God had to bring them into his presence so that the children of the 70 elders may stand with Moses into the presence of God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Building ministry is not a child game. Praise be to Jesus. Joining a hand of a servant of God to do ministry with is not a child game. It's a serious matter because lives of people will depend on your decision. Hallelujah. If you want to join a servant of God to do ministry with, to commit yourself to do ministry with, make sure you are led by God. Don't join because you want to play a game. Don't join when you're not ready to commit. Don't join when you're not ready to sacrifice. Don't join when you're not ready. Allow God to lead you. Praise be to Jesus. Allow the Lord to lead you, child of God. So the Lord called them at the tabernacle. Verse 17. Then I will come down and talk with you there, and I will take of the spirit that is upon you, and I will put the same upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone. So God is saying, bring the 70 elders and let them stand with you. In other words, when they were going to the holy tabernacle, Moses had to be there because there was some covenant relationship that these 70 elders were going to enter with Moses. So Moses was required to be there. So God called Moses. Hallelujah. And say, position yourself, position these people, make them prepare to come before the Lord, and I will come and speak with you, and I will take some of the spirit, hallelujah, in your life and put them on the 70 elders so that they may bear the burden with you. There's a revelation I want to bring out here. Praise be to Jesus. You cannot have the call of God without the anointing. It is the anointing that gives you the call. Praise be to Jesus. It is the anointing that will give you the responsibility. It is the anointing, glory be to Jesus, the anointing will give you the call. The spirit, the level of the anointing will give you the ministry. Praise be to Jesus. And that's why you see there are some people who are anointed in teaching. Some are anointed in preaching. Some are anointed in evangelism. Some are anointed in pastoral. Praise be to Jesus. It is the anointing. Because the anointing will give you some weight. The anointing will give you some responsibility. You know, you may find people are in the church who they don't even care. People are sacrificing to do the will of God. They're just there. They're coming into the church. They're just behaving as if everything is normal. Every time you have to push them to serve God. But even when they see people serving God, they don't even see the need of serving God. They're just there because they don't have the anointing that flows in the house. Because the moment you have the anointing, then responsibility just comes. Hallelujah. The moment you have the anointing, you have no choice but just to abide. Hallelujah. Because the anointing will give you responsibility. The anointing will force you to pray even when you don't want to pray. The anointing will force you to preach even when you don't want to preach. The anointing will force you to serve God even when you don't feel like serving God. The anointing will force you to pray even when you don't feel like praying. The anointing will force you to repent even when you don't feel like repenting. Hallelujah. Because there are people that God wants you to be responsible for their standing. Because God wants you to take them to the promised land, He will put the anointing. He will deposit the anointing to bear the weight. You cannot bear the weight without the Spirit. You cannot bear the weight and the shoulder of the church without the anointing that flows in the house. You cannot bear the shoulder and the weight of the ministry without the anointing that flows in the ministry. It is the anointing that will give you the purpose. It is the anointing that will give you the grace to do the things that God has called you to do in that particular house. It is the anointing that will pave way. It is the anointing that will make you function in the house of God. Hallelujah. So they had to come into covenant agreement. And the Bible said the Lord took some of the spirit He had in the life of Moses and put them on the 70 elders. You know, I've put this in a lot of discussion, even on writing, and I was telling people, why did God take this some of the spirit in the life of Moses and put into the life of the 70 elders? Why could God just give them new spirits? Hallelujah. Why would God just give them fresh spirit from heaven and deposit on their life? Vooch, 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 vooch. God had to make sure that He took some from Moses and gave them to them. In other words, the kind of the anointing they were receiving was meant to build the ministry, to build the vision that Moses had given to God, that God had given to Moses. Spiritual principle. Glory be to Jesus. There is an anointing that is meant to build upon a vision that is already in existence. While there is also an anointing that God will put into the life of a servant to build something from the ground. And that anointing will distribute gifts to the church. I will repeat this again. There is an anointing that may flow in the life of a servant of God that is meant to build a vision that is already in existence in the life of a certain servant of God. And there is anointing that God will put into the life of a servant that is meant to build something from the ground, is to build something that has not existed before and bring it to existence. And God will put into the life of that servant the anointing to be distributed to various offices that will function in the house. And that's why you will begin to see that the people that will submit into that, to the life of that servant, they will begin to exercise some gifts. Some will begin to prophesy. Some will begin to evangelize. Some God will give them the power to evangelize. Some God will give them the power to prophesy. Some God will give them the power to pastor. Some God will give them the power to teach. Some God will give them the authority to prophesy, the authority to become great servants of God through the same anointing that is flowing in that house. Through the same grace, you will find encouragers. Through the same grace, you will find prophetic men and women. Through the same grace, you will find the shepherd of his sheep. Through the same grace, you will find the teachers of the word. Through the same grace, you will find evangelists. Through the same grace, you will find miracle workers, because all of them God is distributing for the mission of growing, of expanding, of establishing establishing the vision that God has given to the servant of the house. And that's why the same anointing will lead unto the spirit of worship. You will begin to find people anointed in various levels in the church. And when they begin to play the instrument, you will begin to feel the aroma of the anointing. You will begin to feel that these people, they play different the way the other church plays, because they are tapping into the glory. They are tapping into the anointing that is flowing through the servant of the house. They are tapping into the benefit. They are tapping into the grace that is meant to build the house. And people will begin to walk in unique calls. People will begin to walk in unique ability. People will begin to walk in different levels of grace. Even people that have never imagined they could prophesy, they will find themselves prophesying. Even those that have never imagined they could preach, they will find themselves preaching. Even those that have never imagined they could pray, the anointing will give them the power to pray. Even those that have never imagined they could become evangelists, the anointing will give them the power to become evangelists. Even though they have never, even from their little thoughts, have never imagined they will become pastors in the house, the anointing will give them the authority and the power and the ability to become pastors in the house. Because the grace is flowing. Because the grace is flowing. Because the grace is flowing in the house. Praise be to Jesus. It is important to understand the kind of anointing that God has put in your life. There are people that God put anointing that is meant to build other people. But while there are people that God will put anointing that is meant to build the vision of somebody. Hallelujah. And I know somebody may be asking me, like, what will happen? Huh? What will happen to my vision if I'm only building for somebody? You know, God works in ways that we cannot understand. That moment when you will be thinking that you're building the vision of somebody, that vision of somebody will open a door for you to build your vision. Hallelujah. That vision of somebody will open a door for you to fulfill your vision. And that's why the vision of a servant of God needs not to be limited. You know, sometimes we limit of what God can do. Hallelujah. The vision of a servant of God needs not to be stagnant. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. A servant of God needs to see far. Because God will take you as far as you can see. And that's why today we have been praying for nations. Hallelujah. We have been calling nations all over earth. We have been calling India. We have been calling Philippines. We have been calling South America. We have been calling China. We have been calling Europe. Because the vision in the house is extensive. The vision in the house is unlimited. Because with God, everything is possible. Whatever is impossible with man is possible with God. And that's why we are laying the foundation. So don't think because you are partaking in the vision does not mean that the Lord will not allow the will of Him for your life not to be fulfilled. God will still enable His will to be fulfilled in your life. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise and glory be to Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Praise and glory be to Jesus. Go with me to the book of Galatians. Today we are talking about God's principles. Hallelujah. And if you don't understand God's principles, you will end up hurting yourself. Hallelujah. You will end up hindering yourself in the spirit. If you don't understand God's principles, hallelujah, we understand that God took some of the glory that he had put onto the life of Moses, and he put them onto the 70 elders of Israel, and they were meant to carry the burden. They were meant to help carry the weight of the life of Moses. It's very tricky to walk out with the anointing that was meant to carry the burden of Moses, to go and open your own church with it. Hallelujah. Praise and glory be to Jesus. This is the mistake we do. You receive anointing that was supposed to build a certain ministry. Then you run around, you disconnect. And you say, oh, now I'm anointed. Let me go and build my own church and pursue my own vision and do my own things. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. When you had an opportunity to grow in that fellowship, don't do that. It can lead you to problems. When you cross over the principles of God, because that moment when you're running with that anointing, there's problem in the house of Moses. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. There's a vacant seat in the house of Moses that is not filled, because you are somewhere else. The house that God called Moses to build is unfinished because of you. Wow. The house, because you reign with what was meant to build there. Praise be to Jesus. And that's why ministry.